Hello everybody, it's Lady Briskers here. Welcome back to another audio file. This one is going to be a fun one. The word I was given to base this file off was defenestrate, which if you're familiar with the defenestrations of Prague, of which the purpose is always to humiliate. So this will be a humiliation scene in which I make you feel quite helpless and small and vulnerable for having fallen out the window into trance. And also if you have a fear of falling, not for you. I would say look at another file if you have a fear of falling, because this is going to be fairly explicit with that as a visual metaphor. So, if you're ready to fall, if you're ready to feel humiliated, then just feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable within the file, you can just exit and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. But for as long as you're willing, for as long as you're eager to be pushed out that window into true helplessness, true vulnerability, then you can just keep on listening. You can go ahead and get yourself nice and comfortable wherever you are, finding yourself start to focus on my words the way they slip into your mind so nice and easily. Feels nice just to listen, let your guard down. Letting your mind start to open just a little bit. Isn't that nice? Isn't that easy? All cozy and comfy. Letting that guard down so gently. It's a little bit silly to let someone like me just waltz into your mind, into your subconscious mind, letting it all slide so easily. Your mind getting a little bit quieter, a little bit more susceptible. Open, putting your mind in my hands for the time being. I'll look after it, don't worry. It feels nice and comfortable to give over control, to give over your thoughts. And seeing it such, so easily as your mind in my hands. Under my control to do with as I wish. And you can just imagine for me now, so nice and clearly sinking under my control, my hands wrapping around your mind. No real ability to choose at this point, just happily following along, because that's what we have you here for. Focusing and imagining for me stepping closer to a nice open window, and beyond that window, it's the abyss. It's that warm, black emptiness of oblivion. Not thinking. Not being much of anything. Not inhabiting a self. Just empty, surrounded in black, beautiful nothingness. When I push your mind out there, you'll be plunged into mindlessness, thoughtlessness, just that blankness wrapping over everything. So delightful. So letting your vulnerability start to peek in. One, falling, sinking into my control. Two, falling, sinking down. Three, ready to fall, excited to fall, happily going to fall. Four, three, two, one, pushed out the window, your mind just gone. Falling down, deep, empty helplessness. That's right. Letting that embrace you, wrap around you. Being pushed out that window of normal comprehension of the human world and having to helplessly submit to the abyss. That's where you are now. And aren't you so silly to have let your mind get pushed into oblivion like this, to let yourself get defenestrated from the inside, just humiliated, forced into the submission of total blankness. And it's so lovely to plummet deeper and deeper still into helplessness. Feel that little burn of humiliation in the back of your throat, and the arousal that comes with that, the little sting in the submission. You're conceding. You're admitting defeat. You're helplessly submitting, relinquishing control. And you let yourself get pushed out the window of human consciousness and into total oblivion. Isn't that so delightful? So nice. And since your mind is so very open and so very willing to do things for me, you'll feel the rush of air across the back of your neck as you fall, plummeting down deeper, eternally falling. And it's so good to fall. It's so easy to recognize your own helplessness and humiliation. That's the joy of being defenestrated. You're not just falling. You're falling in such a silly, foolish way, out a window, by your own submission. How cute. How silly. How humiliating. And isn't that just delightful? And just letting yourself get acquainted with the feeling of perpetually falling. And sure, that's another element of silliness in this all, that you've helplessly given yourself away to being pushed, falling endlessly, helplessly. There it doesn't need to be an end point to this submission, this admittance of defeat to the abyss. Blankness, mindlessness, it all just feels so perfect, all the while being so very silly, and altogether a little bit humiliating. Oh, you got defenestrated. Silly pet. Now, gradually starting to shake out of the scene we just had, I'm gonna take your mind out of that black abyss and plop it back into your head, and starting to come back to reality now, returning your cognitive abilities piece by piece, and your awareness of the world around you slowly sliding back into place. 5, becoming a lot more awake, alert, aware, taking a nice big breath. And 4, coming up, rising up to the surface, a little bit of energy. 3, feeling nice and refreshed, feeling nice and awake, ready to be a person again, shaking out of the scene entirely. 2, all the way back up, and coming right the way back up to 1, up, 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 up. Hello. Yep, that was a weird one. You're welcome. Have fun. If you liked it, leave a like below. Maybe leave a comment if you have any existentialist thoughts after I made you face the abyss of nothingness. Don't worry about it. Sleep well tonight. Bye.